Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, nigga?
Hit it with y'all niggas got a fucking problem with me.
I hear y'all fuck niggas talking that
nigga,
shit.
I ain't motherfucking situation.
Bitch playing with me all kind of motherfucking
way. I've been out that shit on everything.
Like y'all fuck niggas can't be touched.
Man.
Tell my people free
what
I'm
talking
about,
yo,
nigga. They done cut the check.
You already know how I rock it, nigga.
Ain't got time.
I ain't never hard to find.
Last time that I checked, I'm the man on these streets. They call me Hollywood, just to kill a nigga beat. Glock 4-5 in the pocket full of crack. What the fuck you mean, nigga? Yeah, I do it for the trap. Nigga play with me and I'ma knock his brakes loose. Another pack gone, shout out to my nigga Juice. I don't gotta lie, niggas know me, I'm the truth. Got 100 niggas with me, everybody gon' shoot. Yellow Lamborghini, yellow diamonds, yellow models. Cut my last bitch off, cause she don't wanna swallow. I'm ballin' on these niggas, you would think I hit the lotto. Yellin' at the waiter, talkin' bout bring another bottle. Yeah, I'm going down, you know where I stay. Downtown Rumby Street, bitch, I'm from the Bay. Yeah, I'm riding dirty, hunt around in the K neighborhood. Dope boy, yeah, my name, whole weight. Goons on deck, yeah, I'm fucking with some killers. 17-5, that's the numbers for the dealer. You would think I got a problem by the way I blow the skiller. With a house full of holes and a mouth full of chickens. Yeah, these niggas loving it. More money than the government. It's get you on the radio, nigga. We on some other shit.
What's up? Sorry about the late come on, everybody. But we are here, get you on radio. Hopefully my co-host will call back in so I can curse his ass out. All of them. But we do got an exciting show tonight. We are interviewing Straight G as well as your girl Yasmin. I think they're both on the line since we're kind of late. But what's up, Mother May?
Yo, what's happening? Turn out.
So you mean to tell me right here, Mother, you don't know how to call a number and put in a pen?
Well, really, I've been on a three-way, so, you know, I'm a damn kind of too much, man, I'm too much shit to do. But I'm glad we hooked up, though.
Wow. Okay. All right, we are kind of late in the show, so I'm going to jump into the first interview. What's up, Ms. Yazzie?
Hey, what's going on?
We got you live right here on YouTube and radio. Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I can't. Repeat yourself, please.
For those who don't know, tell everybody a little bit about yourself real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, I go by Yazzie. My name is Yasmin, and I'm from Harlem, New York. And I've been in South Carolina for about 15 years. I got 4 kids, and my father was, like, my biggest inspiration in music. He had his own video show in New York City, TheBombTV.com. And my godfather is also known as DJ K. Slay. Y'all probably know him. He's a big DJ, whatever. Got his own magazine, Straight Stunting. And so, like, in my younger days, I wanted to rap because I was younger. Being around a bunch of, like, my brother, his cousin, and all his friends, I was always just a female around, like, I want to rap, whatever, just to hear my voice, just to hear it and not taking it serious. And my father, like, as the years went by, like, my father just kept pushing me, like, yes, you got the look, you got the voice, do it. Like, you need to really rap. And I was like, nah, daddy, you know, I don't want to do it. And I lost him last year. I lost him to, he had a heart attack out of nowhere. And before that, I lost my mother. She died of cancer. And right after that, my 1-year-old son, his father got shot 9 times at the IHOP shooting right here in Somerville. So I took 3 losses back to back. So what really pushed me is when everybody was doing that 10 toes down challenge, I took the challenge and I turned it into a song. And I didn't expect to get the love I got, but shout out to Colors because I performed that song first at 787, and I actually performed it 3 times, and they really loved, you know, they loved the song, and shout out to Straight Drop, because Dro's the one who actually did the song for me, who recorded it, and did everything for me, so until, since then, I've been getting love, and I've just been dropping the songs ever since, and just, they really feeling it, so it really, you know, I wish my father was here to see me really do it, because I took his advice, you know, and I really pushed myself, and I'm really doing it now, and that's really it, and I'm not stopping. So I thank everybody. I thank Margaret, Toshiba, everybody for, you know, putting me on the flyers and letting me come out and, you know, just giving a different sound to Charleston area. But I shout out to Gliz, too, Gliz, Kiddo, all of them nice. And I just, you know, I'm up next.
Burn. So what actually got you to Charleston?
Huh?
What got you here?
What got me here? My story runs deep. It's like I was born in New York. My grandmother, my mother was on drugs when I was younger, when I was born. So my grandmother took me and my brother from my mother, and she basically raised us. So at the age of like 5, she had a stroke. And when she had a stroke, my aunt that was living here came and got me and my brother, and we've been here ever since. I moved back like 3 times, but after I had my first son, I just stayed. So, yeah.
I'm about to write. I'm going to play one of your tracks real quick. Well, I only got us one track. So I'm going to play that real quick. And then we'll jump back into this interview. Again, anybody out there want to jump on, got a question, comment, or feedback, you can get on the line.
I wish I would have sent over that 10 toes. The 10 toes wouldn't send, but I think I sent you the one with me and TJ. It's me and a guy going back and forth. That one or the song I just did with Shay called Loyal. I sent you one of those, but you could play it.
The one I got is called Trap.
Okay,
Trap.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, it's not called Trap, it's by Trap. But real quick,
yeah.
I know you got a lot, which is awesome, because I'm not saying awesome, but you know what I'm trying to say. A lot of people don't really have a lot to say about why they're doing what they do. So, you know, and again, shout out to Colors, you know, you said Colors push you in. You know, you got the Sheba, and you got a lot of other people out here that are really backing you and pushing you into your dream. Like, what is your ultimate result? What is the ultimate result of you trying to do your music?
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to do my music, really. I keep saying my father, but I'm really doing it for me because it's really what I wanted to do. I just didn't believe in myself. My father just gave me that belief. And also, True Deals here, he put it in my ear and was like, "Yes, man, do it. Like, you got a whole different voice. You got a different look." I'm just trying to push myself and just become what I know I can become. I'm just really trying to do this and just I find my way out. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody look at me like, "Oh, she's pretty, she this, she that," but my story run deep. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to, like, really feel me on, like, what I've been through. And, you know, I'm just trying to, like, not look back. Like, to be 26 years old, I don't have neither one of my parents, 4 kids. It's just everything that glitters in gold, but I'm blessed and I made it through, and I thank God, because when it looked like, you know, time, like, I wouldn't make it through, I made it through, and I basically put my pain and everything in my music, and I speak real life stuff in my song. I just don't rap just to rap or just rap just to be hard. I rap so people can relate. So that's what it is. I'm just trying to be that star. I'm trying to come out and be, you know, on top.
So for those who don't know, how long have you actually been rapping?
Let's see. I would say since the age, I'm 26, I'll be 27 in September. I would say since the age, like, 15.
All right. We're about to jump into the song. This is Ride by Trap featuring Yazzy right here on GT1 Radio. Let's go.
Niggas ain't real, they ain't really about to ride for you, nigga. Candy gon' ride ass niggas, I don't even wanna listen. Like, trap for attention for what? I know he a lying ass nigga, and me, I'm too real to fuck with you. Like, police, I won't fuck with you. Nigga, we loyal, and you just a nigga on Facebook be talking about shit you ain't into. Call them imposters, I'm all about guapo. When I say I'm stacking my cheese, I ain't talking about waffle. 2 for 3, you can get it like that. Throw hard shells on the meat out your taco. Nigga, what's up?
What you hop in this car? Ain't no bitching up. You gon' ride? Tell me what's up. What's up?
So the wheels fall off, though, you know that I'm with you. Whoever move, get in touch.
Once you hop in this car, you better have the tuck, cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Don't butt. And a nigga like me gon' let it fly too, but I don't need to say much.
Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right. But a nigga like me gon' bust too.
And a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right. But a nigga like me gon' bust too.
Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right. But a nigga like me gon' bust too.
Once you hop in this car, ain't no bitchin' up. You gon' ride, tell me what's up.
Yeah.
You said you ready to ride, come on, let's get it. Anything you willing to do, the city where I come from. Cause a bitch like me gon' get it out the mud. So if you know what I know, you better act right. So my nigga ain't no bitch enough. You better hit him up. Bar money on deck, so you know what's up. All I take is one shot, that'll twist him up. And leave his dick in the mud. Once you hop in this car, ain't no bitching up. You gon' ride, tell me what's up.
So the wheels fall off, though you know that I'm with you. Whoever move, get in touch.
Once you hop in this car, you better have this tuck. Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
And a nigga like me gon' let it fly too, but I don't need to say much.
Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right, but a nigga like me gon' bust too.
And a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right, but a nigga like me gon' bust too.
Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right, but a nigga like me gon' bust too.
Once you hop in this car, ain't no bitchin' up. You gon' ride, tell me what's up.
You know my game, I ain't playing with no bitch or no nigga. I don't care if it's spark or glitter. Really ain't hang with my niggas in a minute. I've been trying to get money, I'ma hit her when I finish. Cooking up bagels, going through the dishes. I ain't finished school, I was taught to be a chemist. Mixed you a bitch, saw your name was printed. Used to act real, but the shit you wasn't with it. Now I'm back home, I'ma run it up, eh. Nigga, I promise, get all the way strong. Money been up, now it's all the way on. Everything I touch, where I get it gone. Came from the grass, now I'm copping zones. Nigga, I'm winning, I'm winning, I'm winning. And I don't give a damn about a nigga who hating. I'm quick and I'm all out of favors, I'm living. Getting my paper, counting the money is giving me paper cuts. I got them hating us, look they awaiting us. I got no business, bro, like why are you waiting up? Bitch, I be staying up, I gotta get bucks. And I don't give a damn what a nigga got to say. Once you hop in this car, ain't no bitching up. Fuck nigga.
Once you hop in this car, ain't no bitching up. You gon' ride, tell me what's up.
What's up? So the wheels fall off, though you know that I'm with you. Whoever move, get in touch.
Once you hop in this car, you better have the tuck. Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Don't butt. And a nigga like me gon' let it fly too, but I don't need to say much.
Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right, but a nigga like me gon' bust too.
And a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right, but a nigga like me gon' bust too.
Cause a bitch like me gon' butt.
Right, but a nigga like me gon' bust too.
Once you hop in this car, ain't no bitchin' up. You gon' ride, tell me what's up.
I don't give a damn cause a nigga bust first.
Down Saturday, March the 25th, all roads lead to the Bowman Dragway. Located on 384 Berrywood Road in Orangeburg, South Cat. March Mayhem Part 4. Featuring Junior Dragsters. The 28-29 Small Block Race. CSRA Motorcycle Race. Grudge Racing. Import Shootout. True Street Car Shootout. Camelas and Diesel Struck Shootout. Bouncers and vendors all welcome. And it's all going down Saturday, March the 25th. March Mayhem 4 at the Bowman Dragway. For more information, see us on Facebook and Instagram at Bowman Dragway.
All right, we back, each one ready. This is your girl, Miss Gucci One. And my co-host, Mr. Mugga Man. You got your girl.
Turn up, turn up. Yeah, I'm fucking with that song right there, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit was hard. I'm fucking with that shit.
Thank you.
It's Yazzy, right?
We got Hustle Boy. We got Hustle Boy on the line. Hustle Boy, you got a question for Yaz?
What's up, Yazzy?
Hey.
Got any questions for Yazzy?
What's next? What you got in store next for?
Well, I'm cooking up two Mossberg beefs. I got he cooked up for me the new edition that Can You Stand the Rain. I'm working on that. My son's father, Kino, is from Charleston. Kino, aka Mr. Life on the Line. He's singing on the hook, so that's gonna be fire. I'm working on that, and I'm also working on a single, my hit single. I got called Money Walk. It's also a Mossberg beat. So, and my mixtape should be dropping next month. It's called After the Pain. And I'm working on so much. Everybody calling me, hitting me for features, doing this, doing that. So I'm working. And
my next question. I see a lot of it's hard for a lot of females to work together in this music industry. What's your thoughts on that? You gonna work? Collab with other females, or you just come to take it over?
It's not even about, the takeover is real. But I don't see, one thing about me is like Charleston is so much in like competition, and I don't really like that. Like, since I started, I always shout out Gliz, Kiddo, and they don't even really know me personally. I know Gliz personally, but the rest of them don't really, Kiddo and the Miami Blaze and all of them. It's like everybody want to be. you know, that one girl that just take over. But I wouldn't mind working. Me and Gliz got a song together. But Straight Drop, you know, Dro got it, and it's not my song to release. So it's a song with me, Gliz, and Jit. It's called The Baddest Chick. Or, yeah, The Baddest.
Okay.
And it's up to them to really to release it. But I'm open. I'm open to work with Lady Slim. Me and Lady Slim been supposed to do a song. I'm open to, you know, to willing to work with them. So collab has no problem with me, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that sounds pretty good what you're saying, too, because it's like if everybody come together, we should be able
to,
create a monster, you know what I'm saying? So it's not all, you know, everybody got their own little niche or their own little ingredient
to bring
to the table.
Somebody came to me already and was like, oh, you know that song, that old song, Kiddo got, and I was like, yeah, she hot, I like her. And they was like, man, y'all should do something together. I said, you know, I don't mind working with anybody because, number one, my voice, I think when I rap, I still have, like, that New York / Charleston, my accent is so different. It just comes out when I record. So for me to record with somebody who's actually from me, I think it'll sound dope together, you know? So I guess it's in the works. I'll try to make something happen soon.
All right, real quick, besides the music, is there any other platforms or any other messages that you stand for?
No, but really what I want to do, being that at a young age, I've been through a lot, you know, not even like the struggle, just a lot of stuff. I've been through jail, fighting, just a lot of stuff, living in shelter. Like, my story runs so deep, so I want to give back. Like, I want to go to, like, all girls' homes and shelters and women prisons, and I want to talk. I want to talk to them and let them know that, you know, it is a way out. It don't have to be music, church, God. It's a way out. So I've been there. I just want to be there and say, I've been there, I've done that. You got females out there that lost their mother, lost their father, you know, their baby daddy's gone. So I'm not the only female, so I want to give back. Besides my music, I really have, like, a soft spot, you know, for stuff like that. And I got a daughter myself, so I don't want her to fall in my footsteps as I was growing up, you know. So besides music, I want to give back. That's about it.
Word. So basically, I know you said you got a mixtape dropping. I mean, is there any music already out there off the mixtape that we can go listen to?
Yeah, I'll send you some more. It's more. It's the 10 Toes track, which I really would have tried to send that because that's the first song that I really kind of dropped in Charleston that really gave me the buzz, that 10 Toes Down. The 10 Toes, the Ride with Trap. I got a song with J Soul and Mr. Taylor coming. It's called Money and Guns in the Bed. I got True Deals. Me and True Deals got, it's another buzzing track that's out there. I got called, I wish I never loved you. It's me, True, and the girl named Shay. She's singing on the hook. I performed that out there. I performed another one at 787. It's called Put That Pussy on 'Em, which is a nasty track, but they loved it. And you know, with being a female, sex sells, so you gotta be able to flip it up, you know, switch it up some. So there's plenty of stuff out there. Yeah. That makes sense.
So when is your next live performance?
Saturday at Brass Elephant.
What's going on out there?
It's Saturday at Brass Elephant and another performance. See, it's Saturday. Then I got, you know, it's one of Columbia's Saturdays too. It's, they having like a Valentine's theme thing out there that, I put it through format. And then it's a thing out there with Mugger Man and all of them. And I believe it's Columbia.
Word. Mugger, did you have any other questions? For Miss Yazzie tonight. Mugger. And I'm you.
Turn up. Hey, you hear me?
Yes.
Just turn up, you know what I mean? Stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? Should be ready for this game. You already know, you know what I'm saying? Once you're winning, you know what I'm saying? The hate comes, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit be coming with that shit.
Yeah.
start. 2017 is the year. But that's all the questions I have.
I'm mad I ain't heard Columbia first.
Oh my God, no, my God, it just no, don't do that.
This hustle boy.
Don't do that.
Okay.
You know anything we touch turn gold?
Huh?
You know anything we touch turn gold?
I know that's right. That's right.
Well, I will again be thank you for coming on the show. We do apologize for, you know, the little early the late start or whatever. So we do apologize. I'm gonna check the music out. You will be hearing from me.
What
no bother about that.
You got any, like, you know what I'm saying, managers or anything that you got, you know what I'm saying, or it's just...
No, manager.
So you looking
no
for managers, or you just doing you?
I mean, if it come, it come. You know, I've been kind of asked, like, twice, but if it comes, it come. But my cousin actually has it's called Mount Up Records, and he actually wanted to, you know, help me with everything. But as of right now, I'm just trying to do my own thing, build myself first. I'm trying to get my head on straight and then, you know, go from there. Because I got everybody coming, you know, like every direction, or I want to work with you, I can manage you, I can do this, I can do that. But I'm new to it, and my father's not in my corner to kind of school me, so I don't know, you know, who and what to take serious or what to jump on, what not to jump on. But as of right now, like, I do everything myself. So, yeah.
Word. That sounds awesome. But, again, we thank you for coming on the show because we got to jump into this interview. I don't know.
All right.
Pushing everything together. But we will be checking you out, looking for that mixtape to drop, looking for your future shows, and, you know, hopefully.
All right.
You're taking that money. We can make it happen.
All right, thanks. Thank y'all.
Turn up.
Everybody. All right, thank you.
All right, Mr. Straight Z, if you're on the line, you need to press 1. I'm going to play a song real quick.
DOE843 all the way. It's the Don, little daddy. I thought you knew. 7:30 in the mornings when I end my day. 8:30, send a text to say I'm on the way. 30 minutes, give me time, cause I'm off the way. Gotta take a trip down to the faucet. He hate when I dress down, it's my cosplay. He gon' put that shit down, cause I lost weight. Hide and see the 4 pounds in the office. The jack is looking, he ain't worried about it. Figures running through his mind, he's tryna touch a mill. Always messing up the blinds and the window sill. Hella touchy by the cells, cause they really will. But if it's really real, between us, you really deal. Try to get an education as a business major. New commitment with a baby, ain't no new escapers. Sally Mae don't give a damn about your situation. He came back full time as a paper chaser. Now he could be from Berkeley Commons off a bowl of blood. But he don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Keep the noise level down, 12 is run amok. They all skimming off the numbers, better know your stuff. And I'ma keep a standby so you know what's up. He don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Baby mama on the phone say it's not enough. The wolves ride like the wind when you win the chuck. Straight up. He wanna live like Liberace, he from Aparami. That ass a hood, he don't ever fold like origami. He been looking for a wife, he likes to call me mommy. And I just wanna round flight up to Abu Dhabi. I always stay overnight cause he likes to watch me. He hate when I say bye, he can't ever stop me. I'll never quit him, that ambition is real. Got some groupies on his page, tell them bitches to chill. I just tell him that I love him, make him think it's for real. Let me hold your G-string if I'm splitting the bill. You licking the pill, don't the finger licking that bill. If you thinking for a second, I'm just here for the thrill. And I'ma turn his phone off if my boss, same lover, wanna come through. Cause he thinks I'll play him like a sucker. forever if it was you. And all of your options wasn't weighing out. Would you be a man or just play it out? Now he could be from Berkeley Commons or from Boulder Bluffs. Say he don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Keep the noise level down, whoever's run amok. They all giving up the numbers, better know your stuff. And I'ma keep a standby so you know what's up. He don't gotta be hood just to know the plug. Baby mama on the phone say it's not enough. The rules ride like the wind when you win the tub.
Now tell me, do you keep the place there? Hell no. And tell me, do the people really care? Hell no. And tell me, what the people be there? Hell no. So let me do my thing, baby, let me do my thing. Now tell me, what the people be there? Hell no. And tell me, do the people really care? Hell no. And tell me, do the people play fair? Hell no. So let me do my thing, baby, let me do my thing.
All right, you tune in, Geechee. Let me this your girl, Miss Geechee One. That right there is Dawn of the Era. And I'm next up. Y'all know, y'all just tuning in. We just had a hot little interview with your girl, Yazzie, just now. And now we got Straight G on the line. What's up, Straight G?
Yo, yo, what's happening? What's happening?
What's up? What's up? You're tuned
cool,
in.
Man. You're
All right, real quick, where you from?
I'm from Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, you from Savannah, so you be out there with Katrina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I pull up out there every now and then, out there to Sunnies and John.
All right. So how long you been doing your thing?
Man, I've been at this here for a minute, man, you know what I'm saying? But just to roughly throw a number on it, I'd probably say about 12 of them or something. About 10 to 12 years, something like that.
All right. So you've been out here for a little minute doing your thing. I mean, so as of today, how many albums, how many mixtapes, how many projects have you dropped since you've been out so long?
I really don't get what somebody asked me that the other day. I don't even got an accurate count on them because I just be, after I drop it, I just move on to the next one. But just here recently, I dropped, let me see, Bet the House, Let Me Get That, Late Nights, Early Mornings, No Other Way. I just dropped No Other Way in like October, around October time frame. So that's
okay.
that's like some of my current work, you know what I'm saying?
All right, and for the people who don't
damn,
know you,
but you're working.
What type of style
yeah,
you
man,
have? You know a lot of people. Go ahead.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Now I'm saying for people who don't know you, Straight G, what type of style of music do you have?
I like, you know what I'm saying, like up-tempo, upbeat type, party style, feel-good music type tracks, you know what I'm saying? Something that's going to make you move
about,
when you hear it.
So a lot of your music, you know, when we put it in, it's going to make me want to get up and dance.
Yeah, yeah, do something. You're going to want to do something.
See, we got Hustle Boy tuning in, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Savannah, Georgia. So you got anything you want to add to the interview?
Gee, what it do? What's up, man?
I guess
you say that's the last up? Project. What you got coming up next for? You got another project you're working on? I'm recording
right now. I already got a couple of songs for KG. I want it all. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know when that's gonna be finished, but I'm gonna probably try to for sure have it out. You know, by the summer, man, because they got some pretty good records on now.
Okay.
So we need to get Straight G to the Chuck Hustle Boy.
I was just about to say it's some rumors out there saying that Script G about to link up with Hustle Boy and Mother Man and shot the world.
Oh, shit, that's what I'm talking about.
Turn up. Turn up, turn up.
Okay.
A straight G song real quick. We'll be right back. Get you on radio. Let's go.
The straight G. And I ball.
What's up, Tony?
Yeah. I don't know what else to do, but it's finally here. I've been working all week, now it's a weekend. I'm about to lose my mind, go crazy, I swear. I turn up, get a magic.
Geechee One Radio, it's your girl, Miss Geechee One, and my co-host, Mr. Muggin Man. I think you got your boy, DJ Uncle, here too, as well. We're in live interview with Straight G. We just played a song, I Ball. All right, Straight G, for those who didn't get it, tell everybody what made you come up with the concept of I Ball.
I Ball, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's basically what it is, you know, and it's just like awesome everyday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool if I cuss on this. No, because, I mean, that's I'm just chopping
yeah,
it up, really. You feel me? Okay,
you kicking it with the blood, nigga. All access granted, nigga.
for sure. But, you know, like, nah, like, you know, just on some everyday shit, though. You know, like, you might go to work, you know what I'm saying, work hard all week. You waiting for that weekend to come, you know what I'm saying? You can goddamn take your ass to the club. You ain't got to get up in the morning, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? But the eyeball concept really came about just, like, from that, like, going to work, waiting for the weekend, you might not really even have that much money on your check, and you fuck it up anyway, you know what I'm saying? Shit, get it right back, all that. So that's kind of what the concept I had with the song.
Word, word, word. And is that one of your newest tracks, or is that something you've been doing? I know you said you got a whole bunch of music.
Yeah, yeah, that's somewhere in between, somewhere in the mix, you know what I'm saying? But I think I signed over like 3 records or something. The other 2 like some of the newer work, you feel me?
So is there anything different from the old and the new, or is everything just sort of flows the same?
I pretty much keep like the same format or the same formula, you know, if you will, when I'm whipping it up. But you know, shit. I mean, different beats, different times bring on different vibes. So, you know, really just however I'm feeling at the time or whatever. You know, when we in the yo, and we put that beat on, I'm coming with it.
Word. So my thing is, you're from Savannah. Have you worked with anybody from Charleston when it comes to entertainment?
I ain't never worked with no artists from Charleston, but you know what I mean, shit, the door open, you know what I'm saying? I'm with the shit. Like, work, studio, and collab and getting it together, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing.
Okay. All right, so hopefully, I mean, I know you, like, you're out of Savannah. Is there anybody, like, from Columbia or any other particular area?
Man, that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to really, like, just spread it, you know what I'm saying? Spread it all the way out, like, to, like, really, like, rock with other places in these other cities and stuff. Because, I mean, like, now here in Savannah, now, I mean, I done sold a beat to, like, damn near everybody. I done sold a hook to damn near everybody. You know, like, stuff like that. But that's just right here in my city. But I'm trying to, you know, reach out and work with artists that's hot in like, your Charleston and your Columbia and, you know what I'm saying, all them other places, you know, just to get it spreading around this low country. You feel me?
Word, word, word. I'm going to play another track real quick. While we got some people tuned in. Anybody got a question or comment or feedback? All you have to do is press 1 and we'll put you on the line. Or if you don't want to get on the line, you can inbox me or you can inbox another man. Your question. We about to jump into this next song. Right back. Get you another one.
Pull up.
It's a world cup going, big guns blowing, going, pull up. This is where we going, everybody know me when I pull up. Talking reckless, just be flexing, I bet you won't pull up. Babs is checking, wanna text me, I told him I'ma pull up
in the champion, my face being heavy. They ain't ready, standing, pressing, y'all be flexing. Y'all be doing this shit that we do. Pull up, dipped up in that brand. Yeah. Put some ass all in my cup, not now.
3 jerks all in my blood.
My father's man saving my life. But she's laying way out of town. Put the address to the GPS and I'm pulling up right now.
Right now.
Throw the shirt in that line, whoa, pulling up right now.
Right now.
Kelly ride on that bread, watch me turn it to rhyme. I got too much to lose.
Nothing but bad bitch, they in my section. I don't want nobody
Alright, you tuned in, Geechee One Radio, it's your girl, Miss Geechee One, and my boy Mother Man. We're here right now with your boy Straight G, playing some of his hits, doing a live interview right now, Geechee One Radio. Straight G been out here in Savannah, you said 12 years?
Yeah, man, something like that, something around that time.
But my thing is, what is your ultimate goal, like? You want to put in another 20 years, or is there anything that you are reaching to obtain?
Man, I just want to just, you feel me, get it, get my music circulating good enough to where I can, you feel me, like move around with it far as shows, you know, like to bring in revenue that way and, you know, get some spares on radio stations and shit like that, but I ain't really looking for no deal or not like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really trying to be, like, on some independent shit, so, you know, we can get, you know, get these shows, run this bag up and shit, and invest some chips, you know what I'm saying? Shit, leave something behind for the turn, eh? Nigga can't do this shit forever, but at the same time, while you got that talent and you got it on the line, I'm just trying to just go for it, you know what I'm saying?
Word. Now, is there any advice that you would give to someone just starting out, being that you've been in the game so long?
Only advice I would probably give is just to let their ass know, bro, like, this shit ain't easy, bro. Everybody ain't cut out for this. And, shit, you know, you're going to probably count more L's than wins, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you're trying to start off and get shit going, because it seems like that's when the devil working the hardest. And, you know, you got to just take a lot of shit in stride. You know, like, we had Moneybagg Yo down here Friday just went, you know what I'm saying? And, shit, when I got out there, shit, the music was low, and then at first they had, like, they couldn't play it, you know, but I done been through all that. So, you know, that shit ain't bothering me. You know, I told them, you know, I give them a little minute. I was talking to the crowd and shit, you know, until they got the music right, and then we went on here on and proceeded with the show. But, you know, like, a newer artist, that might make them fold, you know what I'm saying? That might crumble them or something. But, you know, just to stay down, man, and, like prepare for the worst, bro, so when the shit don't go bad, you know it was a good night. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So are you eventually wanting to be, management or over artist, or you just want to be the artist?
Well, I mean, it might could eventually come to that, you know, but, shit, if I get my bag up first, you know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I secure me a nice one. But, you know, it could eventually come to that because, like, I mean, I produce, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I make beats. I shoot videos. I do a little bit of everything. I make T-shirts. I do all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And actually, that's pretty good because a lot of people don't understand the promotion and the marketing behind the talent. Because you could have talent, but if you can't market and promote the talent, then it's not going nowhere either, you know? And a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That marketing is key, man. It really all come down to that marketing. I mean, because you can have people who don't really have that much talent, but shit, if they got somebody who marketing their shit everywhere, you know, and they move it around, their schemes is good, then, you know, they might go right past somebody who actually is hot, you know what I'm saying, who got that hot song or whatever, but don't got a dime to put behind it and nobody to, you feel me, like guide them in the right direction. You would have somebody who garbage, but, you know, with good marketing, you know, could go past you, so.
Word. All right, so basically, what do you think is one of the biggest things that actually helps you get your music out?
Oh, well, you know, like, you know, now, you know, like everything on the internet now, you know, online, so the, it matter if you got them Spinrilla uploads and, you know, them live mixtape uploads and all that. I mean, you know, they got the free, you know, like the free sites and all like that, Piff and all that too, but, you know, like people going on Spinrilla more on a day-to-day basis, my mixtapes, live mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? So it's real important to try to get your music, you know, in them key spots, you know what I'm saying? And I got something on both of them, on all of them, you know, something on iTunes too. So just having your stuff available, you feel me, where people, if people Google you or search you, or if they on SoundCloud, they search you, wherever they searching you at, just have it where your name, you know, if somebody search your name, you got some type of material popping.
Right. So I know you got some music videos, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got some videos. We was actually shooting one today over there down on the west side.
Who does your videos?
It's a couple of different people. You know, we got a couple of people in the city who are pretty tough. This particular one here that I was working on today was shot by a guy, Planet 8. Entertainment. It's a white guy. He out of Sacramento, California, or something. So he shot the one today. But you know what I'm saying? Like, even if like I might get one of my partners to shoot for me, and then after I get all my shots, then I just take the footage and I edit it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a couple of my videos that I done shot myself and all too. You feel me?
Right. Okay. And you always need some type of marketing for that. So basically, what's the new music you got coming out? What's the new mixtapes? What's the new projects? Tell us about that.
Well, like I say, I got that No Other Way. That's out right now. That's also available on Spinrilla and Dat Piff. Really, like right now while I'm doing the show, that's what I'm really doing, majority of the song of the No Other Way. So I'm still recording, like, you know what I'm saying, I always record. So that's crazy, I want it all. That should be, like I said, that should be dropping around May time frame, you know what I'm saying, just to give them another mixtape, put another mixtape out for the summer. But like I got some work out right now too, so.
Word. All right. Mr. Mugger Man, do you have any questions or comments or feedback?
Shoot, how can we get in touch with you? You know what I'm saying? I know Hustle Boy said, you know what I'm saying, we about to link up with you, so you know we about to hit that road, so I already know we're going to connect on that road. But how can artists who ain't connected to you yet get to you or something for a beat, whatever?
Okay, so, on Twitter, it's at Straight G's, STRAGS, that's my Twitter. My Instagram is Straight, STR8_G912, and, you know, I be forgetting what the hell my Snapchat is. I really don't use that shit that much like that, but
Facebook, George Straight G Wills. That's, you know, that's pretty much it. And like I say, I got that my YouTube, Straight G TV. You know what I'm saying? So if a joke on any of my videos, I got like 300 something videos up there on Straight G TV, just from different stuff around the city. I shot Kevin Gates when he came here. K. Michelle. I done shot a bunch of independent artists in the city. Shot their videos. All them videos up on the channel. We done went to Myrtle Beach Bike Week hella times. I got a bunch of videos up there of that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Straight G TV, that's pretty much like, you know what I'm saying, another broad field of work I got. So, sometimes people might come on there and comment under a video or something, or leave an email or something, and we'll get to chopping it up from there, you know, and exchange numbers. So, it's all kind of ways to contact me, bro. But, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm out here, bro.
Word.
Well, you already know we got something on St. Patrick weekend, 17 and 18 out there in Savannah. So, you know, shit, I already know we're going to plug you in on that. So, shit, we're going to be out there in March. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm coming to that, I'm going to that Columbia show Saturday out there too. You know what I'm saying? If any of the artists, anybody looking to network, link up or whatever too, I'm about to start really trying to just come through that whole market. So like I said, I'm gonna be in Columbia Saturday, and I've been trying to work on a couple of dates with Uncle, whatever. He's trying to get me up on Hustle Boy, trying to get me up through Charleston too. So shit, you know what I'm saying? That way I'd be right there, bro. Like, we could chop it up, we could work everything out or whatever. Anybody, you know what I'm saying, who's trying to work or whatever, I'd be right there.
Okay, that sounds pretty hot.
Sure.
But again, those just tuning in, we got your boy Straight G from Savannah right here live on Get You on the Radio. We just played a couple tracks from him. He's been out of here for 10 to 12 years doing his thing, keeping it hot.
Yeah,
right.
I ain't new to this.
He's not new to this. This is my last question. So what is your biggest accomplishment as of today?
I would probably say my biggest accomplishment as of the day, I don't know, because it's like I'm like at a toss-up, because I thought that one of my biggest accomplishments was getting my, you know, having my music for sale on the iTunes and all that, you know, because you know, that's cool. You can generate some income, generate some flow. But also too, though, I would probably say with the YouTube channel, the Straight G TV that I'm telling y'all about, I'm sitting on like 940 something thousand views. So like just a little shy of 50,000 views from a million. Like I'm just trying to make it to that million mark. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I feel like that'd be like, you know what I'm saying, a good accomplishment right there, you know, as an independent, just doing anything as far as, you know what I'm saying, like by myself. I funded it by myself. I put that work in by myself. I would probably say that'll probably be it.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I had tonight. Mugger Man, any last question?
Well, you already know we turning up Saturday, Columbia, South Carolina, Daryl's Place, calling our artists out there to blaze the stage. It's Charleston versus Columbia, Savannah versus Atlanta. You already know, Myrtle Beach in the building. Shit, come turn up.
For sure.
All right, again, we thank you for coming on the show. We're sorry that we actually started late. We had some issues, but we still do this thing. Get You on Radio every Wednesday night. We'll be checking you out, making sure you're still working, make sure you're still grinding. Well, you know.
It's all good, man. I appreciate all y'all, man. This is some real shit right here. Shout out Get You on Radio, you hear me?
Shout out,
you about to jump into some music. Stacked Up by DZ Boy. Let's go, Get You on Radio.
money. Look how she backing it up. Girl, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting up. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up. I like my bitches like my money. Look how she backing it up. Girl, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting, girl, you're cutting up. You know I got it if you want it, baby, tell me what's up.
Angry birds bringing more drama on a different level where I can't conversate with karma. And I bang like the first chick, the buffalo soldier. Can't touch it since you go hammer like my soul was older. Bang bang, I shoot it when I'm here for a fucking reason. I power forward like boss, bring heat to the season. Crush your whole team when you're reminiscing good times. Tell them I brought the dynamite, I'm gonna have a good time. I'm a diamond in the rough from all this rap corrosion. You can watch me through your windows, excel off the bullshit. I'm focused, and baby, I was built for it. Cock me back, watch me go bang on the father, the whole son. It's literally like a pistol whipping lyrically the soldier. Soldier, murder, murder, kill, kill was what I did to the beat. I can see your swagger's weak and your chest is at its peak. Yeah, I read you like a narrator. You poke a bluffer, bet my whole gang of roses pull your car before supper. I'm the meal the game needs, the hot peas and butter. My style is so sharp that my flow might touch her. Or even pull a vein, just cause I move the silence. I'm bang. Tell all them chumps, don't try, they love my shorty bang for fun.
I'm blasting through your radio.
Anybody can get it, come with it, bang, bang, it's nothing.
I'm blasting through your radio. The bad girls, they will bring shame to you. They blasting through your radio.
Shy girl, got the skills to make it go bang, bang. Give me a dope beat, I'll let you know what it say. I ain't new to this, nah, this is my thing. Corrupt or pump, pump it in a game. Of course these dudes wanna bang, I hope they can hang. I like them who can bang with a down south twang. African, oh, what a nice tan. Nothing to my bottom, shy like some all man. Oh man, I got the remedy for these fangs. Blood sucking leech must suck this with a plan. To stop my growth, I don't know what they saying. Cause the lang that I speak don't understand, hate the slang. I rock a dope bang and I don't pole dance. But I can rock a hard D and then go again. He make it bang, I make it bang, we make it bang. And go at it like a gang, bang, bang. Tell all them chumps, don't try, they love my shorty bang for fun.
We blasting through your radio.
Anybody can get it, come with it, bang, bang, it's nothing.
We blasting through your radio.
Turn the lights up.
Six in the morning.
on a nigga at my door. I'm trying to figure out what he out there for. Last time I seen him, he was talking shit. Found out his new girl can't suck no dick. Hit the intercom, I ain't let him in. Pussy nigga lucky I ain't fuck his friends. Probably thought a bitch would be down and out till he see me rotting brown in that chromed out bin. South Beach nigga, you ain't about that life. You cross that bridge, they taking all that ice. You don't want no problems with them boys from the bottom. Strip your ass butt naked and hit the turnpike.
You the fuck boy, fuck boy.
My bitch been said it. That's why I should've let your best friend get it. We went on trips, you bought Chanel. But money ain't shit when you soft as hell. Cause you the
fuckboy, fuckboy.
My mama even said it. Got a new nigga, I ain't even gotta sweat it. You still gon' talk, and that's a goddamn shame. But a hoe gon' be a hoe, and a lame gon' be a lame. Fuckboy. You never heard me asking niggas for shit. You be on the gram asking niggas for pics. Can't believe I let you waste all my time. Now this fuck boy on my voicemail crying. Running round town with your bum ass hoe. But I'm the blueprint, that's why you at my door. She my number one fan, that's what makes it sweet. Bitch, you do anything for a fucking retweet. South Beach, nigga, you ain't about that life. You cross that bridge, they taking all that ice. You don't want no problems with them boys from the bottom. Strip your ass butt naked and hit the turnpike.
You the fuck boy, fuck boy.
My bitch been said it. That's why I should've let your best friend get it. We went on trips, you bought Chanel. But money ain't shit when you soft as hell. Cause you the
fuckboy, fuckboy.
My mama even said it. Got a new nigga, I ain't even gotta sweat it. You still gon' talk, and that's a goddamn shame. But a hoe gon' be a hoe, and a lame gon' be a lame. Fuckboy.
Fuck all these flavors, just pass me some chocolate. No local scenes, I'm trying to get charted. Billboard account. got this. None can stop him. Treat me like TV. Go ahead and watch him. Just like the candles, I got me some options. Plan C and Plan B and Plan A and flopping. Head of the ship, I am the captain. We are not actors, but ready for action. Running this shit cause we making it happen. I knew him before. He watched as I laughed him. Laughed at me then, I'm the last one that's laughing. Really out here working, niggas are chatting. So
run, everything drops, we out here, we living through sunshine and raindrops. When it showers, it pours down. I was caught in a drought. We going through it and we getting to it. Got this shit here figured out. And now we run it, 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 we run it.
Yeah.